We know Spikes left for part of the practice earlier today. Was he able to take part in team drills?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. He wasn't an individual. He was in all the other team drills.
Dixon is a new injury. Mm-hmm. I mean, that crop up on Wednesday?
I think it just happened. It just happened. Yeah, right out there today.
Is there a concern that he might not be able to go on Sunday?
Hey, you always have to be concerned when that happens and they can't finish. You know, so yes, that's a concern.
Coach, when you look at Sunday numbers, will you have, I know they're all capable, but will you have four running backs up, or might one not be
on this? I think we have, it can be two ways if there's no injuries. Obviously, if there's injuries, then obviously we'll have three. But with no injuries, oh, absolutely we could. Absolutely.
Given CJ now returning picks, is that going to change how many reps he gets at running back just because of the depth at that position?
No, I'm not really planning on that. You know, really not at all. About that position or that situation really changing his amount of reps.
A year ago, there's a lot of talk about Marquise Goodwin, his potential as pickup returner. Has that maybe not been fulfilled at this point?
I wouldn't say it's not been fulfilled. He's coming off of, he's had a lot of bumps and bruises. And we have really three guys that are pretty good, probably can start anywhere, and you throw, Sammy in the mix. We feel fortunate about that. So if we can, take a lick off, we'll take a lick off until Marquise gets better, and then we'll make decisions. But right now, CJ is the best guy we got back there.
You made a decision on, is there a primary third down back?
I feel comfortable with all those backs in there, depending on what we're running. I really do. I don't have any issue whatsoever.
Do you have, a rotation? I mean,
we're just going to go in there and wing it.
Do you know how many games, what you're going to do in terms of
suit it up or who's inaccurate?
We do. We plan on in the beginning of the week just, what we do. I'm never going to come out here and say who's down and who's up, nor do we tell the players that. Because later on in the week, you could get injuries, and then you have to change. So, we want all the players to prepare like they're playing in the positions they do. And then if everything goes according to plan, then, what we've met on earlier in the week, we know who's down and who's up. So I guess to answer your question right now, I know exactly who's down, but I would never share that because of the strategic advantage. And then during the week, if something happens, then we got to make adjustments. So we make the plan accordingly. That's why when players are injured earlier on in the week, it's a little bit tougher.
Does that go for the fullback too? Last year there were some weeks that Summers didn't dress, or he would dress and wouldn't even get in the game.
We know all that early. By Tuesday morning, by Tuesday, we're set. And that's after the injury reports come out for us.
How is Kyle Hartman through three practices now with the team?
Good, like a veteran, Really picking things up well. Good demeanor, calm. Someone, looks like a guy that's played for a long period of time.
Did you have personal contact with him in the, leading up when there was?
I never met him before until we were getting a deal done, and then with a phone call. Him coming in for the physical.
That's all right. What have you liked about Preston Brown?
Yeah, right from the beginning, when we were in there, it was a kind of. For me, when I first watched the film, my impression was this reminds me of how Kiko was last year. Now, I know that's saying big, but when Preston first came out on the field, he was doing that, running around, making plays, like Kiko was. So that was my initial first impression was, wow. And then having played against him for a couple of years, obviously, because in college I knew a lot about him, and I thought he moved a lot better in person than I thought he did when I was coaching against him.
So you recall him back in your
season? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what struck you when you were back in Syracuse?
Those cats were good on defense now, yeah. They'd hit and tackle. I think he's a very good tackler. Obviously, he has all those tackles, and played very well. And he matched up on some of our better players well in man-to-man. And we tried to match up with him, and he shut us down.
So he would have been somebody that you would have consulted with the scouts when it came to draft time.
Yeah, I think when you leave college and come to the NFL, most of us we played against those guys in those leagues, so we have a little bit more insight to them, but a little less insight from the pro side. So, yeah, but I don't overstep my boundaries. You know, we talk about that just like we would anything else. Hey, my experience playing against him, he did this well, you know, for all the teams that we played against.
Yeah.